Okay, Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu v'gianu l'zman hazeh. It's a big schus to be able to learn Hilchos Shabbos with you. I did learn Hilchos Shabbos a couple of years ago, and as I was learning it, I was really already then I was excited to learn it again because there's so many things that we didn't quite finish. So it's obviously a very very big limud, and it's a very exciting limud. I know that most of you haven't started the limud yet, or many of you. I include myself to some degree. So I thought for today we would have a little hakdama on just learning halacha in general. These are the mamakomas I sent out in the WhatsApp group. If you want to look at them that way, and for many of you, this is your first sort of serious halacha limud. So that's why I thought it's kedai to talk a little bit about learning halacha. So we'll just go. These are I don't know, eight recommendations. They're not limited to learning halacha, but they are particularly important when learning halacha because sometimes people skip these steps. So the first one is to learn the Mekoros well. The Gemara in Taina says, Reish Lakish Amar, Im Ra'isa Talmud Shelimudo Kasha Alav Kibarzel. So you see a person who, it's shver, it's difficult for them to learn, to understand. So what's the source for their confusion, for their lack of understanding? It's b'shvil mishnaso she'ena sedura alav. It's because the mishnayos are not sedura. Now, this is sort of from the perspective of the Amorayim, where the mishnayos were the makoros, as it were, and the what we would call gemara is the analysis. So essentially, what they're doing is they're learning the sugya without having sufficiently mastered the source material, the makoros, the what we would say, for, well, maybe for us is the Gemara, for them was the Mishnayos. And that's the root. Shenamar v'hu lo panim kol. So let's look at Rashi. Shelimudo kasha lo kibar, so shekasha lo meirov kushios. They have so many questions. B'shvil Mishnayos v'en shedur lo, v'eino zolcher maksiv ba, l'fikach eino yodei l'farik. So what's the solution? So the Gemara continues, my takante yarbe b'yeshiva. What does that mean? Rashi says, she yasidiru b'nei yeshiva mishnasam, shenemar b'chayalim b'in talmidim, hein chayalim, chayalos chayalos. Ki hadu reish lakish, the Gemara continues, hav misadir masnise arbayin zimnin, keneged arbayin yom she nitna Torah, v'ayil kamed Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, before Reish Lakish, what made Reish Lakish who he was? Because before he went to Shir, he would go through the Mishnah 40 times. He didn't expect to get it in Shir. He had the Sugya Klar, and then he went to Shir. And he went in order. He went through the sources. You have to learn the Mishnah before you learn the Gemara. You have to learn the Gemara well before you learn Rishonim. You have to learn Rishonim well before you go to Poskim and Halakha L'maisa. And if not, if you try to skip steps, so then it's going to be limudo kasha lav kibarzel. In other words, there are going to be all these things you don't understand. Either if you're not thoughtful, so then it's not kasha lav kibarzel because it doesn't even bother you that things don't make sense. If you are thoughtful in your learning, then there'll be all these questions, things that don't make sense. That doesn't mean that just because you went back to the makaros, you always understand and have the answer to every question. But really, so much of the confusion in when people are learning poskim, when people are learning halacha l'maisa, when they learning the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, is because they didn't start with the Gemara. They didn't really get the Gemara down pat before they went on. So I think key number one is not to skip steps. And this point is made by many thinkers. Just a couple of sources that highlight it is the Gra we have below. Or they say in the name of the Grav, Alomi Poskim Beli Gemara, Omrim Hamon, Shezek Ochal Dagen Below Pilpulin. Rabbeinu Amar, the Grav said, Kapilpulin Below Dagen, right? It's inedible. Can't eat pepper without fish. So if you skip to the Poskim without seeing the Gemara first, so it's not like, because what do people say? People say, oh, you know, halacha without, if you just start with the Gemara is exciting, it's interesting. Oh, you start with the Mishnah Berurah, you start with the Shulchan Aruch, so it's bland. It's not exciting, right? That's what, fish without pepper is bland. What does the pepper do? It makes it taste good. So that's what people think, but it's the opposite. It's nothing. It's garnished. You think you understand, but you don't understand. You have to go back to the sources. Likewise, the Rush, here's two tshuvos where he emphasizes it. The Chaitan kol hamorim haros mitoch devei Rambam zal. Ve'einan bekiyin begemar leidem heichan hotzi devarav. Toin lahatir isser ve'la'asor esamot. You're going to make mistakes. You can't, if you try to paskin from the poskim, you're going to get it wrong. Kilo, and then he talks about how the Rambam did not follow the standard procedure of telling you the makoros. And he says, if you learn the Rambam without seeing the Gemaras, read the Cholakorei Bo, so Savor Shemavin. So if you start with the Rambam, you'll think you understand the Rambam. But then, okay, you don't understand the Rambam either. Shemeinu Baki B'Gemara Ein Maven Davar Li Shuro Ulamito. He writes that he met this big Talmud Chacham from Barcelona, and he told him that when I learned three Siddurim, and in the Siddurim that I learned, I understand the Rambam. And when I look at the Rambams in the Siddurim I didn't learn, I don't understand the Rambam either. Now, he was a big Talmud Chacham. Didn't mean he knew how to translate the Rambam. But what he meant is you can't really understand the Rambam if you don't know where he's coming from. The next Jewish Rosh curses people. Tipach Ruchan shall ozen abayim ladon al pisifrei v'chibure gedolim v'enim yodim klal lo b'mishma lo gemar. So, clearly it's not a good mahalich. You have to go back to the Gemars and Rishonim and the like. Which brings us to the next point, which is that especially if this is the first serious halacha limud for you. So I think some people sort of say, okay, you know, they forgot everything the way they've learned until now. And like now, you know, we change styles. You know, you turn off your brain and you just try to like remember the shitos. And again, sort of figure out what everybody's saying, organize this and that, but there's no more thinking. There's no more Ian. There's no more. So that's not true. You might not have time to, you know, if you're in a Rosenzweig shiur, to go as slowly and as much Ian as you're used to. But the same skills, the same lumdus, the same Ian, the same questions, starting from the Gemara, should be used in learning halacha as well. You have to read carefully. Again, some advice from the Chazon Ish, number two. The Svarim that we're going to spend most of our time learning have been written with extraordinary care, and reading very, very slowly and carefully, you'll get a tremendous amount from. And that brings us to number three, Lamdas. So, again, people, I think, incorrectly think that, you know, there's lamdas and there's halacha, and those are two things, so it's not true. The Gemara Sota says, Itmar, kar v'shanav lo shimish tamadi chachamim, Rabbi Lazar omer hareze am haaretz, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni omer hareze bor. Rashi says, lo shimish tamadi chachamim, lilmod svaras ha-gemara betame ha-mishna mahim. So what shimush means might mean more than one thing, but in this context, the way Rashi's translating Shimush is what is the lamdas, is to understand the ideas, the svar behind it, as opposed to just the bottom line halacha. So if you're kara v'shana, the lo shimish, that means what? So it means that you know, you could tell, you know what it says, but you don't know the svar. Rashahu, shein taraso al burya. Right? If you don't know, the lamdas makes a difference. The reason why we learn lamdas, let's say again, free halacha lamaisa limud, we're learning lamdas because we think it's true, right? It's not just, you know, fun. It's MS. And so if it's MS, it's going to make a difference. And so you have to know that as well. That's what Rashi's saying. Besides the fact that you'll get the halacha wrong, you'll also forget what you learn, which is a point that the Gra makes over here. in Mishlei. Rash, we'll read the whole thing, but he says, Kilosof Shiyishkach Gam Osam Machmash Eno Yodea Sharshan. It's very hard. If you want to remember the halachos without actually really understanding it, unless you have a very specific type of memory, you're going to forget it. And, you know, you might remember it long enough to take a test, stama. You know, we've all taken, you know, crammed for tests and done well on the tests, but, and then have no recollection of the material. Not that getting the, getting to the Shoresh guarantees remembering it also. We'll get to Chazara a little bit later. But certainly when you understand what you're learning, you're much more likely to remember it because it makes sense. You know how to categorize it. Okay, next. Amelos and Bikosh HaEmes. Seems obvious, but listen to this tremendous Rabbeinu Yonah. This is every time I see this Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a very stark musser. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shmuel b'no Omer, Halomed Almanas Lamed, Maspikim Biado, Lomod Ulalamed. Halomed Almanas Lasos, Maspikim Biado, Lomod Ulalamed, Leshmar Lasos. So there's an obvious question over here, which is the first category. He's not learning Almanas Lasos. I mean, what he's learning, it almost sounds like he's learning, you know, he's like, you know, they say these stories about these, you know, non from Gemara Rebbeim, right? So that's the first category. He's Lomid Almanas Lame, but not Almanas Lasos. So obviously that's not what we're talking about. So if so, what's the difference between the first category and the second category? Obviously, the second category of Lomid Almanas Lasos is a much greater category. Mespikim Biyad Lomid Almanas Lame, Lasos. But what is he doing that the first category doesn't have? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Omer, Halomed Almanas Lulamed, Perush, Chas Vashalom Shein Olam Nila, Shein Zeh Medaber Belomed Almanas Lulmod, Lulamed Velo Lasos, Shezeh, In Mas Bikin Biyado Lulmod Velo Lulamed, right? He's in Russia. Ella, Almanas Lasos, Isra Vatrik Mashmo. So, Halomed Almanas Lulamed, he's going to do what he says, but whatever, he's happy with, you know, whatever the Velt says, that's good enough, right? Whatever the Velt, that's good enough for me. He's not going to get further. Of course, whatever the halacha is, he's going to follow. But he leaves it at that. What doesn't he do? Lo she yitrach li ayin harbe. Ula yim tzayisar b'dvarim hamutayim. Obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah is coming from a perspective of tremendous Yir Shamayim, whereby a person has fear that they're getting it wrong. They're not just saying, oh, everybody else does this. It's probably good enough. No. Looking, maybe there's something I'm doing wrong. And how do you get to the MS, right? The second category of person, the Lomid Almanas Lasos, is really someone who is trying to figure out the MS. Ach lokea chadvarm kipshutan, right? This is the first category. Mepneikach en maspikim biyado alak fimach shavta lil lil lamed. So he gets what he was trying for. He's trying for this lokea chadvarm kipashtan to go with the raid, the velt, whatever. So that's what he'll get. What's lomed almanas lasos? Maskim biyado lil lil lamed lasos. Ratzalomar shedaito lefalpel belimud kedei ladas amitas advarim v'ritzono letroch kama yamin v'shanim lasig davar katan linhog atzmal pi ha'emes harei zeh lomed almanas lasos shekol ikar machshavto ein ki im el hamais elios amiti. Halomed almanas lasos means to get to the emes. And a lot of times, the superficial understanding, the Velt understanding and the like isn't the MS. And that's the question. Now, how do you do that? You know, some people, they learn for many years and, you know, their goal is like to get through the Makor Rashit. Or maybe even to like get Shir and remember Shir. But that's all. Now, I don't think any of you are in that camp. all of you are don't learn that way. But what sometimes happens is, like I said before, when people go from learning Gemara B'iyun to also learning Halacha, they sort of switch their style of learning, and it becomes just like remembering the Shitos, right? Similar sort of to that first camp that Rabbeinu Yonah is describing. And why do they do that? So it's not that they're bad. It's because of a couple things. Mostly it really comes from time. In other words, if we're going to go and focus a lot on the lumdus and I try to understand everything, so I'm not going to finish the curriculum. And if I want to learn halacha l'maisa, then I have to go quickly. And, you know, the best way to do that is to keep moving. And there's a lot of truth to that, actually. I mean, Rabbi Yonah says spending years and years to understand a certain prat. So if you spend years and years, like he recommends, to understand a single, so you're not going to get much done. You won't get smicha, but you also won't know halacha, because, you know, you might master one tiny section of halacha, but you'll be ignorant in the rest. And so obviously there does need to be a balance. And that's going to be a big struggle for all of us throughout the year, because the goal, which let's assume the goal for now is lametes melachos minus hotzah. So we're not going to, I mean, we're probably going to skip a couple of, I don't know how much time we're going to spend on Shtei Batei Nirim. But even that is a very ambitious goal. And it will force all of us to sometimes go on, even though we feel like we're not finished. And we'll talk about it in a minute. How do we deal with that problem? So we do also have to be realistic. But just because we have to be practical, it doesn't mean that we have to give up on real learning. And we have to keep on thinking and asking and trying to really understand and make sense. And sometimes it's going to mean leaving off with kashas, which is okay. No, we know. No, we don't know. Right? The Magen Avraham says this. And I don't understand why he says it, because it seems to go against this, or this far doesn't make sense, or whatever it is. So realistically, unless you're learning three siddurim a day of Shabbos, and maybe even then, you're not going to be able to do everything al hasof, ad hasof. But you don't want to, in response to that challenge, just stop thinking and stop learning be'ir. So again, what does that mean practically? So let's talk a little bit about the next thing, which is the order. So generally speaking, when we come to a sugya, so first of all, learning Hilchos Shabbos is really tricky. It's of all the three smicha limudim, it's by far the most frustrating limud, because there's no natural order. Natural, what would be nice would be to go al pi seder ha-gemara, but then you could never come close to finishing in a year. And then you could say, okay, so we'll follow the Seder Shulchan Aruch. But also you wouldn't come close to finishing in a year. And the order in the Shulchan Aruch is topsy-turvy. It's, you know, learning Yardaya or Hilchos Nida, Al-Pi Seder Shulchan Aruch is doable. Even Hilchos Nida is a little tricky. But Hilchos Shabbos is really not organized in a way that lends itself, I think at least, to learning Hilchos Shabbos well. So there's no good solution. There's no, that I know of. I've asked around, better ways to do it. Seems like the least worst way is to do melachos, which is what we're going to do, b'siyata d'shmaya. So we're really going to be jumping around, and that's frustrating. I mean, I find it frustrating. It's much easier to just go and order the Gemara, for example. But that's what we're going to do. We will, Be'ezras Hashem, over the course of the year, not just learn the Malachos, but learn the more Yesodistic Sugyos along the way. So, for example, in Zoraya, we're going to be talking about Avos and Toldos and differentiation. That comes up. We're doing that at the beginning, A, because it's the beginning, and B, because it comes up in the Gemara, and I can go by about Zoraya. So we'll be working on those as well. In terms of Shulchan Aruch, you already see in Zoraya, for example, it's not in one place, and Choresh and the like. So that's a challenge. But overall, so that's why I'm going to, Be'ez Hashem have Mar Makomos. I could send out the Mar Makomos from last time. I imagine that as we go through things will be added or the like. So probably before each malach, I'll send them out again, and even still we'll add things. But that is, so we sort of have no choice but to follow this order, though it's not ideal. Now, some Rishonim actually do present Hilchos Shabbos this way, which is, those Rishonim are particularly helpful, therefore. The Or Zeruah, the Urayim, for example, both of them actually do this. In other words, they go by Malachos. So they'll collect all the Gemaras from the different places on one Malacha, sometimes the Raises and then the Derabanan and the like. So that's one of the reasons why those are particularly helpful Svarim in Hilchos Shabbos. If you want an Achron that does that, you have the Chas Chanuch. Diglei Tal does that for Sidur Depas. And those are useful. Those are useful just because, again, I'll give you the Mar Makomos, but if you want basically to see all the Gemaras on a Malacha, so the Urayim, the Or Zeruah, will do that for you. He'll put all the Gemaras together. But anyway. I'm sorry?
There's a Rambam. Go through a systematic order, and
I would think Rambam has his own systematic order. The Rambam has basically Doraisas and Derabanan, so he does every Malacha twice. And so, because we're doing it al pi Seder Malacha, so that, and he has Kalam at the beginning, Koch Nefesh at the beginning, he has Kalam at the beginning, but then he goes through Doraisa and Derabanan. So when you get to each Malacha, you're going to see, generally speaking, there's going to be two sets of Rambams. There's going to be the Rambams in the earlier Prakim, where he does the Dinim Doraisa, and then the Rambams in the later Prakim. So we start, obviously, with Gemara and Rishonim. Then Rishonim, I include the Rambam. Then Beis Yosef. We'll just read it. Then Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef means, obviously, the Darkei Moshe as well. Torah, Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe. Shulchan Aruch. So I wrote over here, Magen Avram and Gra. There are many, many Mefarshim on the page of Shulchan Aruch. They're all wonderful. And if you have time, you should do all of them. If you don't have time, so I would focus on those two. The Iker Nosei Kli on Or Chaim is the Nosei Kli, is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is also exceedingly difficult. For the Chevron's learned Yeridaya, like compared to Shach, Magen Avraham is so hard. Magen Avraham, sometimes he's straightforward, sometimes it's very cryptic. And that's one of the reasons why you'll see there's so many Mefarshim on the Magen Avraham, whether it's the Machtes HaShekel, the Pri Megadim, even like the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's mostly just explaining the Magen Avraham. It's Shulchan Aruch Magen Avraham, but it's sort of rephrased in his own words. So when you're stuck on a Magen Avraham, it is helpful to use these tools. Usually don't have time for all of them. And you'll see, even Mishnah Berurah is 80% Magen Avraham. And again, you'll see, oftentimes it's his take on the Magen Avraham. It's not clear what the Magen Avraham is saying. So the Magen Avraham is the most important of the Mefarshim on the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. Gra is tremendously valuable. You'll see how everything comes back to Shas and the like. Again, if you have time. Gra's hard work, and you do have to work hard. It's always very rewarding, but if you have time, I would do it. Then, you know, learning, having Mishnah Berurah is tremendous. You're going to fall in love with Mishnah Berurah. At least that's what I did. You know, I learned, I mean, you know, before you learn Halakha B'Iyun, so you see the Mishnah Berurah in a very shetristic way. When you get to learn B'Iyun, you'll see how incredible the Mishnah Berurah is. And again, don't forget the Shaar Tzion and the Bi'ur Halakha. Those are very important. They add a lot. Again, there's many, 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 many great Sfarim that I skipped. And you don't have to follow this list. Some people love learning the Aruch HaShulchan. Learning the Aruch HaShulchan, not some of learning the Taz. Whatever, this is sort of more my personal list. In other words, these are the things that I try to do on every Siman. There are many more things. And again, everybody has their own styles, and you'll find the Sfarim that you love. And those are the ones you should do. So this is not in any way a limited list. So what do you do? And then finally, number 10 is contemporary Sfarim. So contemporary Sfarim are particularly important for Chol Shabbos, more than, again, any of the other Smicha Limudim. When you learn Yeridaya, so it's nice to see contemporary Sfarim, but more or less, you'll get, you know, from the page of the Shulchan Aruch, from Shulchan Aruch Shach Taz, you'll have what you need to address most contemporary questions. The world has not changed that much. Hilchos Shabbos, the world has totally changed. So if you want to actually learn Hilchos Shabbos Halacha L'maisa, and you stop at the Mishnah Berurah, then you won't know Hilchos Shabbos Halacha L'maisa. Maybe you'll know what to do if you lived 150 years ago. But it's not going to get it. So you need contemporary Sfarim. So there's a couple of ways to do this. One is to get a contemporary Sefer that discusses things topically. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. My favorite is Orcho Shabbos. But again, that's my personal favorite. I think I find that that's a Sefer that really... Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has lots and lots of ayins, and not as much. He doesn't spell out what everybody says. Orcho Shabbos, I think, does a really good job. It's very simple, very straightforward. He explains where he's coming from, where he's getting it, and the like. So that's my personal favorite. Rav Rimon, though it's not on all of Hilchos Shabbos, is also great. You could use an English book. Rabbi Ribiad is great. Rabbi Simcha Bonim Cohen, of the English books, I like Simcha Bonim Cohen better, I think. Again, they're both great, but the footnotes, they're sort of, again, there's more of a Shaklu Vitaria and analysis in terms of where he's, you have a better idea of where he's coming from, why he says what he says. Simcha Bonim Cohen is the Art Scroll ones. There are like five of them now, though most of what we'll be doing this year is in either the Shabbos Kitchen and the Shabbos Home. But you need some type of, we got to Bishul, we have Rabbi Willig Sefer. You know, you'll need some type. The other way to do it, and you can do both, is the Deer Shoe notes, will send you to what many of the poskim say. Now, really, you can't, this goes back to what we're saying, but yeah, you can't just rely on what the Kitchis Farm say. In other words, if someone quotes an Igros Moshe, you have to learn the Igros Moshe. And Igros Moshe, especially when he has a real chupa, but not just a short psak, are tremendous. Obviously, and your Havana of what Rav Moshe holds is going to be totally different when you actually learn the chuva versus, you know, the 1.5-line summary in the Dirshu notes. But again, obviously, there's not always time for everything, and sometimes you'll have to make do with the Kitzur Sfarim. I can't really paskin from the Kitzur Sfarim, you have to, you know, figure out what you like. I find, for the most part, the Dirshu footnotes to be the most easy to use tool, just because you're going to be learning, I'll say, to, you know, the Mishnah Berurah anyway, And this gives you a chance to look things up that way. They don't quote everybody, but certainly it's useful and the like. Now, what if you have to skip? So, like I said before, I think you're better off learning fewer sources and learning them well than learning everything. So if to do all 10 of these, the only way to do all 10 of these svarim is to go really, really fast and not study them carefully, thoughtfully, and the like, I would say you're better off doing fewer and being ma'ayan more. Again, within reason. I mean, you don't want to, just not get past Gemara Rishonim if you're trying to learn Hilchos Shabbos. If anyone has more time, I know that you may not, but if you have any more time to spend beyond whatever Seder you have, it's very kedai, especially to spend time chazering and organizing. Organizing what you've seen. And really, I think the best way to do that is to sort of organize at each step along the way. Keep notes, take notes from Seder. Because if you don't, then by the time you get to the Mishabura, you'll already have forgotten what the Rishonim say, what the Beis Yosef says, and the like. So it is kedai to take time off to organize what you've had along the steps. I assume we'll have four bechinas over the course of the year. So we'll have four times over the course of the year that we'll stop for chazara. But it's really not kedai to wait for those breaks to chazar. If you wait till those breaks, then the breaks won't be nearly enough time to chazar because you'll have forgotten all the things from the beginning and you'll have to learn them up from scratch. And then, the week or so we have for chazar won't be enough time anyway. So if you are able to find time not during Seder for Chazara, that would be best because that way you'll be able to learn use Seder for Seder. But if not, it's worth it to take time off for Chazara and the like. And again, part of Chazara, and what I say organizing, is summing up what you know, what you've learned, and also what you don't know. It's very valuable, the things that you don't understand. And that way, when you get back to them, you'll sort of be able to pick up from where you left off. You'll be able to, you might find the answer to a question you had about Melech HaZoreah when you learn Boer. And if you've sort of clarified what you know and also what you don't know, you'll be in a much better place to go back to that Tzarchion and see the solution when you see it 2 months later. Okay, next. Ask lots of questions. Kinach nafshe derav azlu talmidav basrei ki hadre amri nezel v'nechel achma anar dank. Basar, wasn't Rabbi Berman was just talking about the city dank? Anyway, basar de karche yasve v'kami bay lehu hasebo dafka tanan aval yashu lo odilma kevin de amri nezel v'nechel rifta b'dufta planisya. So they had a chakira, a shayla. Here, they were traveling along the way, having come back from the kfura of Rav. And the shayla was, do you have a zimun? If you don't have a seba, but you were kovei makom, you said nechel, the nechel, rifta b'dochta planisa. Even though there wasn't actual a seba, is that sufficient kfius to make a zimun? So they didn't know. Lo yadayu. Kam Rav Ada Barava, Ahadar Kare Lachore, Bekar Kriachvina. So you tear Turkri a second time. Amar Nach Nashe Derav, Uvirchas Mizona Lo Gamrina. So there's no chiyuv to tear Kriya unless there's a new thing. In other words, if somebody dies, Rahman Al Tzan, and you're very sad, and then you're sad again, obviously. It hits you in waves. So you don't tear Kriya a second time, even though you're sad a second time. You tear Kriya a second time only when there's a second loss. And this was a second loss. In other words, the first was the loss of Rav. The second was now they had a kasha and they had no one to ask it to. And that was Machayev, a second Kriya. So you are all very, very fortunate to be in a place where asking is, relatively speaking, easy. You're in a base medrash with, certainly ask me. Morning Seder, I'm not going to be that free. But afternoon Seder, I'm learning Hilchos Shabbos along with you guys. Ask other Rebbeim. I was never really a Rebbe Willich Shear. Moko once, but I don't think, you know, rarely, most days of the week for the last, whatever it is, close to 20 years, I ask him a question and, you know, that's how I became his Talmud. It wasn't so much from Shir, some people say it's being a Shir, it's even better, but ask. And when you ask, don't just ask, like an Amaretz, you know, what's the halacha here? Learn the sugya first. And so that way, if the answer is something that you don't understand, so then ask, challenge, you know, what about this? How come you're not saying like this? That's obviously, that's how we learn. Okay. Summation and organization. I sort of pointed this out a little bit, but maybe another source that highlights this important yisod. Shiva dvarim begolam v'shiva b'chacham. Chacham inu medaber b'fnei mishu gadol b'menu b'chacham b'minyan v'inu nifnas l'tolch t'vei chaveru v'inu nifal l'hashiv shok inu meshiv ka'alacha v'omer al rishon rishon v'alacho nachma v'al ma shelo shama omer lo shamati umoda l'ames v'chilu fehen begolam. So that's the difference between Chacham and Golem. So the Rambam here in Pirsh Mishnayis explains that a Golem is not like, I don't know, an imbecile or a boor. It's basically someone who is disorganized in their learning, right? This is what the Rambam writes. For Golem, who ish shiesh bo mylos sichlios, o mylos hamidos. So that's no small thing. Amnam, enam shlemos velo holchos al seder karaoi, al yesh bam irbuvia u bilbulim. Right? In other words, he doesn't know when to ask. He doesn't know how to ask. He's not Omer al Rishon, Rishon al Acho Nachro. He's not aware of what he doesn't know and what he knows. You have to be organized. There's no question that it's better to know less material, but organized way than more material in a disorganized way. And finally, a chazara. Nobody needs chizuk and chazara. Just for some reason, here I'm definitely speaking about myself. I never seem to do what I know I need to do. So we all need chizuk and chazara. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yerushua ben Karcha Omer, Kol alomei Torah ve'eno chozer aleha, domel adam shezoreya ve'eno kotzer. Yerushua Omer, Kol alomei Torah u'mishakcha, so it sounds like, you know, at first glance at least, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and Rabbi Shua are both saying the same thing, basically. Chazar is really important, right? But if we take a closer look, their mashalim are very different. They're actually talking about two different things. I heard this point from Ravan Lapiatsky. So Rabbi Yeshua is talking about someone who got a handle on his understanding and his learning. But with time, so he forgot it. He didn't do chazara. And that's what it's saying. Without chazara, you'll forget. So this is compared to a mother who gives birth to a child, but then buries the child. They had a child. The child was alive, but they forgot the child. And that shechacha is a big deal. I mean, you don't end up with the child, and that's very sad. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, though, is talking about an earlier stage, right? What's his mashal? His mashal is Zoreya ve'eno kotzer. In other words, doesn't even give birth, right? He's talking about someone whose harvest, whose crops were never even harvested. It's not that they were harvested and then they, I don't know, they rotted later. They're eno kotzer. Maybe it's because he like learned the sugya a couple of times, but he never even had it. So they're both talking about lomed ve'eno chozer. But, well, they're talking about two different things. First one is lomed ve'eno chozer, and the second one is lomed u'meshakcha. So, but aren't they the same thing? So I think what you see here is that, and what Rishu Bokarach is saying is sometimes you learn, when you don't do chazara, you don't even get it in the first place. It's not the pshat that you didn't get it. Sometimes you got it, and then you didn't do chazara post getting it. Sometimes, and this is what Rabbi Shimon Karch was talking about, the lack of chazara within the learning means you didn't even get it in the first place, right? You go on, like we talked about before, to the next step without having chazara the first step. So that's even less. That's zoreh ve'eno kotzer. You never even had it once. So I think from these two points, you sort of see both of the ideas they were saying. Chazara, there's two types of chazara, and you need both of them. One is chazara as you're learning. Before you go on to the next step, let's chazar what we have so far. And then, you know, chazar gemar rishonim, before you go on to the Rambam or to the Beis Yosef, the like, chazar, you know, what came out from the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham before you go on to the Mishnah Brura. And then we have the second, the lack of chazar, where you got it, then you just, so they're both bad, right? Because in the end of the day, both, you end up without the pre. Though one, I guess, is worse in a certain sense. So chazara is crucial, and it's hard. It's hard for two reasons. It's hard because we're really pressed for time, and it's hard because sometimes chazara is boring, because like we feel we know it, and learning new things is more geschmack. But whatever it is, so it's something that we need to do. So all this is easy to say. It's hard to do. But b'siyata d'shmaya, we will be zocha to do all this, and it'll be a good zman. Okay, does everyone have chavrusas? Great, amazing. Okay, all right. Hatzlacha rabba, and the shir times work out. So if I said 1:15, 1:15 isn't realistic because I finished the other shiur around 1:10, 1:15. But so I wrote 1:22 because that means like real 1:22. If you want, we could call it 1:20 and then start 1:22 if you like that window. But I think, you know, don't come into the shiur room until after I'm finished. But after I'm finished, you can start coming in. And we'll try to make sure we'll try to finish by mincha. I guess if we ever get stuck, we could.
Rabbi, you said what time are you saying? Monday, Wednesday.
Monday means Monday, 1:22. In other words, I give shir from 12 to 1:10, 1:15. Usually, it's more like 1:15. This is the first year, and then we'll start 1:22.
So that's just, Sunday. We said after.
Right, Sunday's right after mincha.
All the.
Also here. All of them are here. Okay. All right. To be with Hatzlacha.
Hello.
Shalom Aleichem, Moshe. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. I guess you have a little bit of time before Minha.